6 years ago, Marife Penfill was supposed to take a trip to California, but when she got to the Detroit airport, she learned she'd missed her flight by a full day. So she drove up to Interlaken to visit a friend who worked on a farm.
And he's like, I have a surprise for you. Let's go, like, look at this thing.
So he leads them to this rickety old shed, and inside there's this dark room, and Marife couldn't believe what she saw. Rows and rows of 10-foot-tall wood chip bags filled with shiitake and oyster mushrooms sprouting out from all directions.
Then my friend also gave me a book along with that because I was fascinated by the fact that mushrooms can grow. As a child, I never thought about that. And it was just, once I saw them, I couldn't unsee them.
Marife is 27 years old. She wears purple tortoiseshell glasses with specks of glitter on them and has a small nose ring. She's standing in the parking lot of the Lost Lake Pathway, just outside Interlaken. She's never been on this trail before.
I see a bunch of mushrooms right now. Can you spot them?
Oh,
yeah.
So we're looking up at these two beautiful old dead birch trees. There's a clearing in the sky, a bunch of birds flying over, and it kind of looks like a creepy old movie or something like that. And so covering both of them are these horsehoof amadou mushrooms.
The mushrooms are shaped like horses' hoofs. Marife says they are good for the immune system. They can be dried and boiled to make medicinal remedies. They also make great fire starters.
So this is chaga. And it's an easy one to ID as long as you're looking at a birch tree.
I actually would have thought this was one of the hardest things I've ever seen anyone identify because it just looks like bark to me.
It's like this blob of burnt matter. It just looks like, right? Is that what you would describe it as? It just looks burnt. But if you were to chop into it and you do need like a hatchet or something, my knife won't go through that. I would dull my knife in a heartbeat. It's gold on the inside. So I just wonder if some of this is loose enough that I can knock it off with my foot. Oh, well, you can kind of see the gold inside. People use chaga from headaches, from migraines. It has a lot of melanin in it too, which is necessary for brain functionality. And so chaga is one of the ones I really like to use, especially in the winter. It's really roasty. And so it makes a really good warm tea, especially with cinnamon or cardamom.
Marife isn't your average mushroomer. She's not just looking for the choice edibles, things like morels and oyster mushrooms. She's more interested in finding these obscure medicinal mushrooms that most of us don't realize are growing all around us.
People like the thrill of finding something that a lot of other people can't find. But, you know, like the Trikeptum biforme, the violet tooth polypore, or turkey tail, or the artist conch and other such things, they grow all over the place. Like, they're everywhere. So for me, it's like, well, here's this thing that's everywhere. What's it trying to say to us, you know? What's good about it? What do we need to pay attention to? Because I do think that things grow around the places that they're needed. I don't think anything's there by accident. So maybe we're not the ones that need it, but something needs it. It's doing something really important. So it's not all about the elusive thing for me.
Last month, Marife quit her job in Traverse City. She's traveling the country teaching people to find mushrooms. And she's selling medicinal mushrooms through her website, Female and Fungi. She says it's important to her that more women do what she's doing.
Mycology, which is the study of fungus, is a really understudied science, even though mushrooms and fungi play an intimate role in nurturing this earth. They help to determine the weather patterns. They help rain come. They help to pass information along and connect communities in the forest and make sure that the forests thrive. One thing dies, they help new things come into life. And I feel like as women, we do the same things.
Marife's ultimate goal is to have a storefront. Maybe she'll open it in Detroit, but right now she's not sure where she's going to live. She says that this lifestyle's hard.
You know, I don't know. It's just one thing happens in your life and then it's a cascaded waterfall, right? You can't stop it from happening. So it was like that. You know, I can go into all the details and one thing then another, but yeah, they just kind of took over.
The mushrooms took over, that is. She says the mushrooms chose her. For Interlaken Public Radio, I'm Eleanor Bennett.